Planet Solence, Season 1. Episode 19, The Dark Forces. Amar asks Mahesh about the dark companions of the boss, and how could it be possible for them to breach the risky dungeon where the boss is trapped.
The physical barriers that you see can only be a hurdle for physical bodies. The dark companions of the boss are no humans. They are the dark souls, who again are scattered across the world, trapped in energized stones, similar to the boss.
You mean to say, along with him, even his companions were trapped?
Exactly. It was one of those greatest wars, fought centuries ago. The war for protecting human souls from being sabotaged by boss and his dark forces. They derive their powers from their fellow humans, who through their participation in dark practices, provide these forces the energy and power to enslave souls of the deceased.
But how is it even possible? And how can one trap other souls? Especially the believers and worshippers.
You are right, Amar. A section of humans indeed have protected themselves through their virtuous deeds. It doesn't matter whether you are a believer or worshipper. What matters is your intention and deeds. That's the reason why you securely landed here. However, there are also those who throughout their lives have been fooling themselves while being lost in the materialistic world. They worship through precious offerings. As per them, the more precious offerings, the more favors they can demand from the Supremo. What they fail to understand is that the material life is only limited to human body. Their minds are full of lust, hunger, greed, and cravings for power, wealth, status, luxury, and all other materialistic needs. To achieve their goals, they don't care, crossing the limits of ethics and moral conduct, thus causing damage to humanity. In the end, when they meet their fate, their souls become easy prey of these dark forces.
And what do these dark forces do with those souls?
These souls become their slaves and are forced to accomplish the dark tasks prayed for by their human followers.
Do you mean to say the evil magicians who claim to communicate with the souls?
Yes, you got it right. Do you think that humans can merely capture a soul? They perform dark rituals and please their dark lords, who actually are the companions of the boss. These dark lords capture the souls and hand over them to their human counterparts as slaves who perform their tasks.
What sort of tasks?
You must be aware of the billboards that claim to get people rid of their problems by meeting someone, aren't you?
Used to see them on walls and train compartments, but never took them seriously, rather made fun of them.
Indeed. Majority of those are fake and gimmicks for quick money. But away from them, there are those dark worshippers who never advertise. They do not need to. Their clients reach them through references. They offer all sorts of services, from getting rid of your rival to helping you gain social position and wealth.
But how? How is it even possible to get it done?
This is where these captured souls are called for duty. How do you think a person who was sound and healthy during the day suddenly falls seriously ill within a couple of hours? How does a sudden accident kill a person attaining a higher social position who then get replaced by someone else? How does a person suddenly inherit wealth and become rich without much hardships in just one night?
But they all have their own ways to get rid of their rivals. You get what I mean. The underworld, don't they?
Some, yes. But some, who do not want to get trapped in legalities and hamper their reputation, follow the dark path. Instead of henchmen, they knock the doors of these dark practitioners, who call for the enslaved souls and assign them the tasks to cause deaths and unnatural disasters that should look natural.
Now I see. This is what happens. The souls, all of a sudden, cause illness to people or create obstacles to a driver, thus leading to controversial deaths that cannot be claimed as murders.
You get it right. And these clients never realize that they actually become prospective slaves of these dark forces. So, they too are prone to meet similar fate as their victims and their souls being forfeited for slavery.